All right, I'll throw it out there.
That's the first I'm hearing of a crosswalk across Statesman. I'd have to look. I don't think engineering standards will permit that from our department.
Yeah, that's what's written down here.
That didn't come from engineering, though, so I don't. I hadn't seen. I didn't know that.
Do you know what the issue would be?
That's. I know we just denied one for another company in the city of Franklin because of the distance of signage and because it's a city road and we'd have to take care of it, and we typically don't put crosswalks in city roads because of the signage and because of the maintenance. So we'd have to talk to Glenn when he comes back, but I know we just denied one of these from someone else who wanted one. And they just said, we don't do it. I didn't know that was in there.
Commissioner Fowler.
Would the applicant be open to a sidewalk going from the north where that parking lot has the little circle, thank you, Mayor, a little bit down from there, right there, to the intersection of the sidewalk with Statesman so that you'd actually be catching the sidewalk there?
Wait a minute. This is Statesman here.
Right.
Yeah, I think sidewalk is only on the north side.
So you'd still be crossing that culvert.
That's where we would want them to cross because there's already the
right.
ADA there.
I would be okay with that.
That would be the way to go, to avoid you having to put a sidewalk to 27th Street. You'd avoid having to go over the culvert. That would save you. I understand you'd like to go to Statesman, but it sounds like that would be an engineering issue, and I couldn't approve.
Crossings are problematic.
Right. So would you be amenable to that solution? Or would that be something you have to look at?
I think it's a workable solution. It's certainly much better than crossing somewhere across that culvert.
We need to be clear. Are you talking about a sidewalk from here to here? Or are you talking about a sidewalk from here to here?
No, from the parking lot. And they could have their own crosswalk on their private property.
So I was thinking maybe we would do a crosswalk from this
right there
to here.
Yep.
And then take it, however correct. We make our way across here.
Without having to put a culvert in.
All right, the planning manager's nodding yes. The mayor's kind of going sideways on this one, but...
Is the engineer excited?
All right, so the net effect of the waiver is to allow you to negotiate that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there a motion? I just want to be clear because I confuse easily. Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0353C5 pertaining to pedestrian considerations?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions on the motion? All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries with 5 votes. Mayor did not vote. The next issue is pertaining to bicycle and pedestrian amenities. Mr. Deedle.
The two prior waivers with those conditions would also address this one.
So there's no action needed.
Or you grant the waiver.
Motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0353E pertaining to bicycle and pedestrian amenities.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. A motion to let's do landscaping. Mr. Dillon.
So both the UDO and the design standards require buffer yards, landscape buffer yards between different land uses. So this is commercial, and adjacent is multifamily residential. So both these standards and the UDO require a buffer yard. That would be on the daycare's property, the west side of their property. That does require a 20% increase in landscape plantings. They do have a few trees along that property boundary now, but there is some room to add some more. And not all that additional landscaping has to go on that side, but we do encourage it. There is a stormwater pond on the other side, but according to their landscape plan, there's only 8 trees planned over there. So we would say we still need that landscape buffer yard.
But the motion will...
They would get the waiver if they would agree to doing the landscape buffer yard.
To your condition.
Yes.
Just to be clear, this is a fence?
It is a fenced-in playground.
There's a pond.
And to keep the kids away from climbing the trees, any berry type things they tend to ingest or sometimes
really?
Hit each other with sticks. So
being a kid, is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0353F2 pertaining to landscaping standards?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Pedestrian accessibility, Mr. Deagle.
So this is the corner entrance feature on a building that's on a corner. This one is worded differently in the design standards. For this particular factor, Plan Commission can just waive that requirement and not require it. So in this instance, because the building is on a corner, staff was suggesting but not recommending that they put their entrance on the northeast corner of the building. We would have pushed harder if this was a more prominent corner. But as it's not a prominent corner, we're just suggesting it. And the way it's worded is the Plan Commission can waive or not require this condition as they wish. It does not require, you know, the exceedance of some other aspect of the project to counter for this or compensate for this.
Yes, condition 9, though, says...
Grant the waiver and not ask for anything and just allow them to build as is.
And delete condition 9.
And yes, then we would have to go back and delete condition 9.
Motion to waive the required standards.
Question,
I'm sorry, Mr. Fowler.
Thank
Commissioner
you.
Fowler.
Thank you, Mayor. Joel, just a quick question. Oh, it disappeared. But the with a daycare center, with parents dropping off kids, would it not make more sense to have that central location for the queuing of vehicles when people are dropping off their kids? Because they could queue from the south or from the northwest, either way. I'm just, if you put it on the corner, I don't know, it just seems like the queuing might be more difficult or cause issues, but I defer to the engineer and the planner here, but I would think a central location like that. All the daycare centers I've ever seen have a central location, or central main entrance.
Putting it on the corner of the building, I think, would chew up a lot of that space in the corner of the parking lot, so it'd be hard for other cars to get around.
So I think this is a workable solution here for a daycare. If it was another use, I think I'd agree with you, Joel. They could do a corner entrance, but because of the use they're putting it to, so you got to stay there forever. Just say. But
I will say the each classroom within has double ingress egress again for fire safety and life safety. So that's. We have two prototypes. Both of them have, like you're saying, the center entrance.
I've seen studies. It's the dropping off and picking up that's the most deadly for daycare. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
So this two-part motion. Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-30355B8D pertaining to pedestrian accessibility and to delete condition 9 from the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Now relative to site plan, Mr. Deedle?
Yes. So we would have to, well, you already took care of condition 9. The first 5 conditions are boilerplate, so I think we can skip those. Yeah, the first 4. I think we could skip those. We've addressed 5 through 9. Those would stay with the exception of removing number 9, which you acted on already. So the remaining 2 are number 10 and number 11. That's the cross-access. So again, both the UDO and the design standards, well, I should say the design standards requires cross-access. The UDO allows and provides for cross-access. So the wording is different between the normal UDO and the design standards. Staff is recommending cross-access to the property to the south, as they show on the site plan. It was our understanding that they always showed it, but they expressed concerns and reservations about actually going through and doing it.
And the reason we did was basically just
not knowing what was going to be future neighbor here and having quite a bit of traffic coming through here that kind of conflicts with parents dropping off and picking up and so forth. So that's why we showed it to comply. It was something that was brought up by the developer to request that.
Well, I will say that I recall having a conversation with the developer about this standard. Not anything new, as I recall. Commissioner Fowler.
The only reason I would like insist on the cross access. They don't have a frontage road on 27th Street.
Exactly. And
if you start to eliminate these cross access,
exactly,
you end up with a Blue Mount situation, and I do not like the Blue Mount situation. I don't want to see it in Franklin. So I understand some of the concerns you have with the traffic that may come from whatever uses we put to that. But if I'm on the Planning Commission, I will remember this. I don't know if I will be. But I think they would take that into consideration if you bring that back up, that this was discussed at this meeting, and that you want to make sure that those uses, or if they're going to do something, that there's some, perhaps, something that could be done to perhaps control that traffic that comes across. But we do need that cross access.
100% agree. That's not to say you don't put a speed bump or two there.
Absolutely.
Because it's your plow, not mine. Commissioner Alderman Dandrea.
As it's designed right now, do you have enough space, or do you have to?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, right there. Okay.
They got it.
Oh, they've got it in there. Okay.
It's already in the plan.
Okay. Nope, I'm fine.
So if you agree with it, no action needs to be taken.
Do have one other dumb question.
Commissioner Fowler.
Is it possible that you could move the parking from the front to the 27th Street side, or is there a reason you do that? Again, I defer to my engineer and my planner, but that would make the pickup and drop-off easier. I understand why you might want to leave that parking there for a reason, but it's just a thought.
Oh, you're talking put the parking over
here. Put the parking over there so that when you drive through, you're right. But again, if you have the cross-access, maybe that makes it worse. I would defer to your judgment on that, but it would seem to me it would be easier for people to drive in and queue up to drop off kids. If they're driving straight through, they wouldn't have to walk through. But it's just a thought that you might consider. Unless the Planning Commission would like to make that up.
Oh, I agree. If for cross access, it's better to keep it where it is. If there wasn't cross access, I think that's a good question.
Okay.
But with the cross access, I think it's better to leave.
Joel, straighten me out again.
It's kind of what we're paying for. He's been trying to straighten me out. Nah, it's tough business. Anything else on the site plan?
Well, the other condition, so also number 11 in the resolution is paving it now. The standards and the UDO both say, well, again, different wording, but either pave it now or put a letter of credit.
Pave it now, use it for snow storage. Is there a motion to approve a resolution approving it? Mr. City Attorney.
Just a question for Mr. Dito. Based upon the discussion and action earlier on condition 6 with regard to pedestrian connection, on Statesman's Way, should not that alternatively last sentence be deleted?
Could. It's cleaner that way. Otherwise, we're all relying upon the conversation that was held, but it would be cleaner if you remove it, yes.
Is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for construction of Rainbow Child Care Center, a commercial child care facility with an outdoor playground area and off-street parking stalls at approximately 7363 South 27th Street, and delete the last sentence in condition 6 of the resolution that starts with the word alternatively and goes to the end of the paragraph?
So moved. Second.
Discussion that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. When do you break ground?
Yeah, hopefully this fall.
Summer?
Quickly.
Great, thanks. Welcome.
Thank you guys very much, and ladies.
Welcome to the city.
Go Packers.
Go Lions.
Item D2, a four-lot certified survey map for William F. Zimmerman. Mr. Deagle.
Thank you. This property is located at the near the intersection of 35th and Drexel. It's vacant land on the west side of Drexel, 35th, and south of Drexel. The CSM map, or the Natural Resource Protection Plan map, is up there. So as you can see, 35th is to the right. They used to have a house and some accessory buildings on there. Those were all torn down. They're proposing these three lots fronting on 35th, showing this future reservation for the future road. The parcel immediately to the south, that CSM has this reservation as well, and then the parcel to the south of that is where the actual street is. So staff is recommending that that reservation be continued into this property. It's my understanding that engineering would like that route to be revised to curve that corner instead of having it as a right angle, to curve it. So we would have to add that as one of the conditions to the resolution here. And staff has no objection to that. However, a couple issues came up that the applicant has concerns with, one of which that I'm pretty sure they're going to have a concern with is staff didn't catch until we were writing the staff report that corner lots require extra width. And so, therefore, they're showing the width for those lots meeting the minimum as regular lots fronting on a street. It doesn't have enough space to meet the width for corner lots. So to meet that space, they would have to remove one of the lots. On the flip side, or not the flip side, another issue sort of related is they show lot one is the remainder of the entire property. It does not have proper access or a frontage to 35th Street. It only has that reservation that's 60 feet wide. It needs to be 90 feet wide. And even if they did give us 90 feet wide, then it would arguably be a flag lot, and that's not allowed either. So we're saying that lot one will have to be changed to an outlot, and then they would be able to develop it at such time as they would punch that public road through. Then they would have access to the new public road. And so with those, and then there's a couple other conditions that I thought that they didn't have concerns with, identified in the resolution as conditions number 9 and number 10. Condition number 9 was the recommendation to do a rezoning to get rid of the C1 that's on the property. They recently have submitted to materials for that. We just haven't had a chance to review it yet. And then condition number 10 was in regards to a conservation easement. Similarly, and that this is in your packet, they did give it to us, but we didn't have time to look at it yet. So I believe that means that they are agreeing with conditions number 9 and 10. Condition number 6 was the one about putting this reservation through, and they're showing it, so I think they're okay with it. Condition number 7 was changing lot 1 to outlot 1. I'm not sure if they're comfortable with that one. And then number 8 was the new one that I mentioned, that the lots are too small to be corner lots, so they would have to remove one.
If they were rezoned to a smaller zoning,
they would have to do a rezoning.
But would they accomplish? Would that accomplish? Would that allow them to leave those lots the size they are?
Probably, but I don't know how much smaller they would. It's probably it's R6 right now, so that's one of the smaller. I believe it is R6.
And R5 is what, 13,000 square feet, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, the only other smaller lot sizes that we have are R7 and R8. And those are multifamily. Well, you can always have a special use to do any kind of. I do not know.
Sorry, what was the question?
You want to know
if he doesn't know, I'm not going to know, just so we're clear.
Well, for the R8, everything's a special use, too, though.
It's a matter of 13,000 square feet. We can accommodate that.
Don't use that number for anything. That just came off the top of my head.
Nick's going to try to look it up on his smartphone. But we could talk about the other ones in the meantime. So again, looking at the resolution, the first 5 conditions are boiler template type stuff. Number 6 would be the condition about the public reservation going through.
And we need a condition on there that shows it radius. What's the term you want to use? Okay. That's technical, right?
Yes, very.
You got your PE, so you can say the word curved.
That would avoid the wetland as well, would that not? Oh, I'm sorry.
Commissioner Fowler.
Would that avoid the wetland, or is it not going to avoid the wetland?
Probably not entirely, but I bet you it would minimize the impact on the wetlands.
We need all the wetlands we can get.
I don't know how we that for us to figure out. Nick? Mr. Dietl, when was the last time I said that I loved our UDO?
Never.
Good answer.
Guys, Mr. Mayor, just a question for Pine Staff. What was the purpose of those larger lot sizes for the corner?
Existing zoning.
Just existing zoning?
Yep. So there was required by the UDO, and the reasoning behind that, of course, is with a corner lot, you're on two public streets, so you don't want to clutter the yards facing those public streets. Many people like fences and accessory structures, and most communities don't want fences and accessory structures next to the public streets. So if you give them a bigger yard, you give them more room on the other sides for fences and accessory structures.
I need your name and address, please.
My name is Mike Kotlarik. I'm the owner of Benchmark Surveying Company. Address is North 80, West 28352, Keesis Road, Heartland, Wisconsin, 53029.
Lake Country guy. Nice to see you. What can we do for you?
I'd like to point out that we are not dedicating a road at this point that 60 foot wide. So I do believe that all three of those lots fronting 35th are in compliance with the present zoning.
Mr. Beal?
We're creating a future. I would say technically he's correct at this moment in time, but by requiring the reservation, we are requiring the reservation, and we're causing a problem to a future council.
Yes, sir.
What is the purpose of that road, just to access the...
No, to make the lots, because they're all the narrow, deep lots, by putting a public road through, they'll be able to develop on either side of this public road and get more opportunities for subdividing and developing their land than they would otherwise.
But that road, so it would end at their property line if we don't have the reservation through it?
Yes.
We have roads like that.
And we try to avoid them whenever possible.
We haven't done a good job of that.
No. We start now.
I'm just concerned. I mean, that lot one, whatever we're going to call it,
30-35,
is going to be the similar to the one we did over on Evergreen, where it's just got a lot of issues, a lot of hydric soils.
It does bring up a new point that I'm reluctant to say, but governor passed a law about wetlands. Every parcel can fill in 1 acre of wetlands. And with 1 acre of wetland, they could punch through the public road and further develop the property. And we have no option. We cannot deny that. So this is even more important to put this road through, because then you would be restricting the future developability of this land. Because on one hand, they now have a law change that allows them to develop more of their property, and now we won't let them put the road through to do it. So, and from a sound planning standpoint, we do want to do infill development rather than greenfield. And
right.
This is sort of more infill.
I assume you're Mr. Zimmerman?
I am.
Are you in a real big hurry, or can you wait a month?
I can wait a month.
Is there a motion to table it, refer this back to staff?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Yes, by state.
Oh, wait.
State law. Yeah. We need their approval.
Mr. Zimmerman said yes. But we can do that on the record formally. To allow you guys to work this out and maybe see if we can keep the lot sizes the way they are and change the zoning.
Well, like I said, we're not, that road is not in existence, and it may never come into existence. If what that reservation is for is simply for the property to the south. And in all due respect, I think they should do a cul-de-sac in that property and then just leave Mr. Zimmerman's property alone. Mr. Zimmerman wishes to build on his private home on lot one. He would like to leave that all in conservancy, pretty much leave it as is. He's not looking to put a road there.
He wants to build on lot one?
Yes.
Can't do it.
Why not?
No access to the road.
Doesn't have access to the road.
Yes, it requires 90 feet of frontage on 35th Street, and you only have 60 feet. And even if you had 90 feet.
I believe the ordinance reads you need to have 60 feet frontage on the road and 90 feet at the building setback.
The UDO requires 60 feet of frontage along the public right of way, and it requires then the lot width.
Which be 90 feet building setback.
At the front setback line.
Building setback line.
Here's what just happened. We're not having this conversation.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that Mr. Zimmerman bought this property to...
That's all fine and well. The motion has been to table this for a month to let you guys work it out at staff level, get it right, no arguments in front of the Plan Commission, and we'll go from there.
Understood.
Is there a motion to adjourn? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, we need a motion. All those in favor of the motion to table, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor? Oh, yes. Back to the previous item. Mr. Zimmerman, you're consenting to allow us to table for 1 month?
I am.
Thank you, sir. All those in favor of the motion to adjourn, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.